As more and more discussions of public safety have happened in recent decades, it's become clear on a national level, a police response is not always the best response for a call or case. That's something Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue acknowledges. It's why he says he's proud of the department's crisis unit, which often involves co-response.
We talk about co-responding, we talk about clinicians, social workers responding with law enforcement, sometimes instead of law enforcement or taking over for law enforcement when people are in crisis. Since 1973, in this community, we have known that plenty of calls coming to 911 really are not best served by law enforcement.
Chapel Hill developed its own crisis unit in 1973, with former Mayor Howard Lee being a major advocate for that project. Introducing human services workers into the police response means trained professionals are there to help in mental health crises, domestic violence cases, runaway children cases, or even the treatment of traumatized victims of other crimes. Now, Blue estimates the Chapel Hill co-responding crisis team gets called to cases a dozen times a day.
Well, we've got six people right now. We're always trying to grow it. Council was nice enough to add a position last year for us. And we've actually just reclassified another position in our organization into the crisis unit. We've been kind of blazing the trail for a long time in that regard.
A key aspect of co-responding is making sure the person in crisis not only stays safe, but is connected to the right local resources. Blue said to help with that, the crisis unit aims to have employees who can relate to the subject and convey the best path forward. Since Orange County has several helpful resources, Chapel Hill's co-responding techniques stress finding ways to divert people from the criminal justice system into places tailored for the people's needs. Blue said doing this is a win for everyone involved.
And it's consistent with a more holistic approach to community safety. Well, to get folks to take advantage of those many resources we have in our community, sometimes that's it's a little bit of a sales job and a rapport building job. And so folks who have had that experience themselves, we think will be able to speak in a unique and experienced way with the folks who need it the most.
Blue also said it's not just those who need help that benefit from the crisis unit in Chapel Hill. His police officers do too.
You've heard me brag on our employees many, many times. They do tough, important, difficult work in a special way, in the Chapel Hill way. And I believe that is very much influenced by the presence of our crisis unit within our organization. Our officers simply think about problem solving differently. They think about how they might respond differently. They pick up techniques and ways of engaging from their crisis unit colleagues that I think make them outstanding law enforcement professionals.
So, what is in store for the national conference? A packed agenda with keynote speakers, workshops, panels, and breakout sessions at the Carolina Inn, ranging from co-responder case management to topics as specific as cognitive behavioral therapy. Law enforcement leaders from across the U.S. will hear about the many angles of the co-response model. Blue said he believes police departments just beginning to explore that model will be best served by this week's gathering, including several panels hosted by Chapel Hill employees.
Particularly for organizations that are maybe just going down this road of starting this kind of program. I mean, there are legal considerations and there'll be a session. In fact, our senior legal advisor will be leading a session on legal considerations of the co-responder model. What does that look like in your organization from a policy point of view and that kind of thing? We're really excited about it and proud that our community gets to host.
To learn more about Chapel Hill's crisis unit or about the National Co-Responder Conference, head to chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.